famous Phil Hendry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We're grateful to get Don Mixa back. We had Don on for an interview, and we lost contact with him. And we had to sort of delete the whole file. But Don's back with us here from Seattle, Washington. And Don, one of the reasons why we want to talk to you is that, you know, this fallout from the signal thing is still happening.
Right.
And we want to talk to you a little bit about that and more, and your experiences working deep cover in military intelligence.
That is correct, Phil.
I always heard that deep cover in military, in any kind of intelligence work, they generally recruited from the native population.
Well, you know, in my case, maybe they did, but in my case, I had a particular facility.
And we're talking about you doing deep cover in foreign countries.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
In my case, Phil, I had a facility. I had a certain facility. I had a certain talent for going into a country.
Can you give us an example of the country you went into and did deep cover work?
Well, yeah, I was in China for probably about 3 weeks. And I was representing myself as someone who is, I signed a contract with a Chinese engineering company, and that I was local.
And you were local?
Yes.
Well, how do you, so you're European?
Yes, that's correct.
How did you represent yourself as Chinese?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of people think that it's some kind of a big mystery. It's not that, hold on for a minute. Take that back. Put salami in that, like I told you. I got some people here, Phil. They're
helping you with the bath?
No, they're not helping me with the bath. They're making me dinner. There's some kids from the school. As a matter of fact, most of them are Chinese exchange students. There's about three or four of them getting me soap. There's another one making me a salami. See, I don't know.
So you got foreign exchange students?
Yeah, I'm Phil. Can I just tell you one thing? If I hear you start laughing like this is a morning show disc jockey bit...
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, I've got 5 foreign exchange from China. You know what salami looks like? I'm trying to get them to make me a salami sandwich.
All right, Don, we're not going to laugh at you. But Phil is going to ask you the question, how do you affect the look of a... You look Chinese.
No, I do not. I'm European.
What is your ethnic... not ethnic, but what's your national background?
Well, I'm European American. My family, my going back goes to Germany.
Okay, so you're representing yourself as Chinese when you're in China, and you're getting information.
That is correct. I was tasked with getting some information, and the way you do it is you lower your head and you wear. There's a certain kind of business jacket the Chinese business people wear, and you cut your hair, kind of across. It's a little bit of a, I don't know what you call it. I think General Shaw used to call it bull haircut, but you got
a bull haircut.
Yes, that's right, Ms. Gray. You know, Phil, I got a lot to do tonight.
No. Okay, so you got a bull haircut and...
I don't need this.
Hold on, Phil, sit down over there. What? Sit down over there. Sorry, Don, Phil was...
Yeah, Phil thinks that he's doing a morning show disc jockey bits, and I'm not going to sit still for it, okay? I've got a lot to do today.
No, we understand that, Don. This is General Shaw, okay?
All right,
so you cut your hair in sort of a bull haircut. How do you, you don't look Chinese.
Well, you don't have to look Chinese so much. A lot of it has to do with squinting your eyes. I know that this is probably something that Henry's laughing his ass off at, but you squint your eyes and you go, and you mumble a lot of stuff. So
in other words, you turn yourself into what Westerners would stereotypically see as a Chinese person.
Well, Ms. Gray, with one exception, I am passing as Chinese. People see me, and they go, hey, that...
What do you mean they say, so?
That's something out of the movies.
Oh, really? Well, no, it isn't, because so means... It's kind of Chinese for what's up, or, what it is.
Henry's laughing again, Phil. I'm sorry.
Henry's laughing again.
Yes, it's okay. All right, so you squint your eyes.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with you people,
All right, we're trying to figure out, Don, because we want to get back into the signal chat thing. But you did deep cover, which is very valuable experience. What other countries?
All right, well, I did try it in Africa, and I used some blackening on the skin.
You didn't.
Yes, I did, and you'll be happy to know, Ms. Gray, and you, all of you people there, that I got beat up pretty bad, okay?
You got beat in Africa. You tried to go deep cover as a native African.
Yes, and I got beat up real.
What happened?
Well, I was peeing blood for 3 days, and I was also. I didn't think I'd be able to have sex.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go. That, I think, is the end result of attempting to look somehow different from your own ethnicity, especially using what kind of darkening?
What do you mean?
What did you use to darken your skin?
I used what they say to use. I used the black shoe polish.
Holy Christ. No wonder you got beat up.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Chuck Hoven, who is a friend of mine, who's African-American, when I told him I got my ass kicked. Excuse me. When I told him I got my ass kicked, he said, good. And I said, well, I didn't think I was going to be able to get an erection again.
All right, let's move past that, because the reason why we get you on the program, Don, is to tell us about the code screw-up with Hegseth and those guys.
Yes. The code screw-up with Hegseth and those guys.
Can I say something? Yes. Don, I just noticed you're in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Okay, I just, that's okay, but Bud, you should have told us.
I thought I did.
Oh, maybe I didn't mention it to Bud, but I got into the tub.
The other thing is, you say you've got 4 or 5 Chinese exchange students there giving you bologna sandwiches?
Giving me bologna sandwiches? They're getting me bologna sandwiches.
All right,
when you say they're giving me bologna, it's like it's, you know.
All right, so, and they're, any reason why they're Chinese?
No, not really, but I saw them. I said, you guys want an extra job? So, yeah. And because that I had been in China, I just saw them. And a lot of times I'll look at them and I'll squint my eyes. It doesn't work, though.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Hold on.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to I'm trying to connect with them. I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to be, you know, to connect with them. And so.
So in other words, you're acting Chinese to them.
Well, I think they think I'm probably retarded.
Maybe you are.
Ms. Gray, as I said...
All right, everybody just calm down. Phil, what are you doing? I was talking to the... Sit down. All right, Don, so anyway, getting back to what you told us last week about Signal, the code used to tell everybody that the attack was on against these Houthis, right?
Yeah, you don't come right out and say, hey, the Houthis... By the way, we had a joke going at the office about Houthis. You-thies? Not you-thies, he-thies, you know?
Anyway,
so you don't come right out and say, hey, there's a mission. You have to use the code.
And the code you used that you told us about last week was what?
Things like, for instance, when I was in China, okay, as long as you're on the subject and as long as you're mocking me for what I was doing, I was over there and I was saving lives, okay?
You were saving lives.
That's right, because when I was in China, the Koreans, North Koreans, were preparing to test missiles near Japan. And it was me, along with a couple of other guys, both of whom were doing, they were being Chinese too.
And these guys were European Americans?
Yes, but
They did the bull haircut.
Yeah, they did the bull haircut, which I think is probably upsetting Ms. Gray.
Very much so, because I think you guys are, you're straying into areas here that are ethnically offensive, racially offensive, using black shoe polish when you were in Africa.
Well, I got my ass thoroughly kicked for that, Ms. Gray, and I was peeing blood for 4 days.
All right, Don, take it easy, will you?
Take it easy. Anyway, when the North Koreans were ready to shoot the missiles, I said on a secured line back to Washington, D.C., Barbara Billingsley was married to the Beaver's dad, okay? That's a very, very specific cultural reference.
And what did that say?
That meant that the North Koreans are preparing to launch. When they did launch, the code was, get away from me with that chili. Again, get away from me with that chili.
This is designed to confuse anyone that's eavesdropping.
Yes, exactly. That's what they did not do.
Get away from me with that chili. And the Beaver...
No, Barbara Billingsley was married to the Beaver's dad. What's the story with you people? You get me on to talk about stuff.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird, you know?
Wait, tell me about it. I'm the guy that's got to live it, okay?
Hey, let me... Here's Phil. All right, Don, sorry about me laughing. My question is this, okay?
What?
All right, my question is, so the Houthis code, if these guys are saying things like Barbara Billingsley and...
With the Houthis, the code should have been different. The code should have been a little cruder. Ouch, my nutsack. Where's the ice?
And oh, get out of here.
That's what it should have been. That's, and that would have been absolutely, it would have secured that line 100%.
Ouch, my nutsack, where's the ice?
Yes. I know you guys are laughing at me, and you've been laughing at me, Phil, since I came on the air.
Why wouldn't I laugh at something like that? That's pretty funny, don't you think?
Not really, no. Not when lives are at stake. Okay, Phil? I have been sitting here morning, noon, and night looking at these news reports, wishing there was something I could do.
Are you still active in military intelligence?
No, I'm not. No, I got fired after I got my ass kicked in Africa. Okay.
Get out of here, Phil. Listen, Don, we thank you very much. We wanted to clarify some of those things.
Well, I can tell you right now, wait, just 1 minute. That's not bologna. That's not salami. I don't even know what that is. Get me a bologna sandwich, American cheese, and get me a root beer, okay? So,
I'm going to jump in here. Why do you have five Chinese exchange students?
Because I was just in China, and I like seeing them around. I like that they scurry about.
You're really a racist, aren't you?
Oh, my God. How do you figure I'm a racist?
You want to see Chinese people scurry about.
Well, I'll tell you what, okay? They screwed me on that engineering deal. I got my ass kicked in Africa.
So the Chinese have to pay for it. Hey, Don, it's Phil Hendry. We'll let you go, okay?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks for nothing.
Dude, it's your life, okay? We're just talking to you about it.
It's my life.
Don Mixa. Jesus. Well, you know, that whole thing about squinting his eyes and, yeah, passing as Chinese. All right, we're going to be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Do we have?
Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell, who was on a comedy podcast. He's not telling us which one, but we'll talk a little bit about it when we come back. Hey, it's Don Mixa here in studio, and I want to tell you about the Phil Hendry Show website and a backstage pass subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website. Now, I know that he's made an ass out of me down through the years. He calls me up and he puts me on his show so he can laugh himself sick. But I got my ass beat.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com has 60,000 hours of some of the greatest radio and digital content you've ever heard in your life. Yes, it's a Radio Hall of Fame offering. And we have podcasts. We have the home movies. We've got video casts. We have the pre-show. We've got the video log post-show as well. And a subscription to the Phil Hendry Show is less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for the course of the year. Get a backstage pass today. Right, Don?
Yeah, get a backstage pass today. And it's fun, and you'll enjoy it. And when I come to those bits that involve me, I grit my teeth and I go, ha, 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 ha.
That's really painful for you.
Yes, it is. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. Hey, welcome back down to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The El Pasillo. Here's Mr. Hendry. Thank you, bud. On the phone with us is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. And Stephen was on a comedy podcast. Steve is a guy that knocked the music down, bud. Steve, you've been on our show a lot. You're a construction contractor in Corona, California.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And but you have joined us for a variety of different topics having to do with family, the construction business. But this is, you went on a comedy podcast today.
Yes, I did, sir, but I am not at liberty.
No, I know. You can't say who.
That is correct.
Because that would kind of blow it, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it's up to the host of the podcast. But I was on a famous comedy podcast. The gentleman that was on the podcast, that I was on the podcast, is very famous.
All right, and when you say famous, a comedian?
A very famous comic actor. And he's been on some famous shows.
Okay, cool. I mean, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to hearing on that.
Yeah, but the problem that I, and the reason why I reached out to Bud is that I feel that I might have blown it because I brought up if I may say, the penis pop incident. And
you brought up the penis pop incident.
Yeah, I did. I brought up a couple of incidents that were embarrassing to me. And that he wanted to hear about, and
on this comedy podcast.
Yeah,
can you tell us when it's going to be airing?
No, I cannot. I don't even know myself. But I feel bad because there was a time when I was mowing the lawn, and I told you about this when I went into the freezer, and they were popsicles shaped like a penis.
This is the bachelorette party that your wife had?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, And so I went in and I had this, and I'm out mowing the lawn. It's real hot, and there I am sucking on this, basically penis. And
no, it was not a penis. It was a penis pop.
It was a popsicle, Steve.
Yeah, it's a popsicle, but there I am going, I don't know.
Hey, Steve, look, you know, you worry about stuff, enough stuff as it is. You got a popsicle in your mouth.
Yeah, but there's Roy Hutchins staring at me and going, hey, finally coming out of the closet. And then I pulled it out of my mouth, and I was horrified to see it was this, you know, the popsicle that's shaped like a penis. And my fear is that I'm bringing this up on the man's show, and it's a comedy show, and I brought this up, I don't know.
What, do you think the topic was too serious?
Yes, sir, I do. Because I was horrified, okay? Not because I think it's bad being gay. I don't think that at all. But when you're a straight guy like me, which is what I am, and what I am now, and...
Oh, are you going to change sometime in the future?
No, I'm not going to. What I'm trying to say is, when I looked and I pulled the penis out of my mouth, not the penis.
The popsicle.
Yeah, when I pulled the popsicle out of my mouth, there was a split second of sheer horror. I can't describe it.
Okay. Did you talk about all of this on this show?
I just said, you know, that I feel I stumbled into it, that's all.
Okay, all right, well, how was it received?
Well, I could tell the host was shocked. He was staring at me like I was something that crawled out from underneath the refrigerator.
Okay, you know, the story in and of itself, Steve, doesn't indicate anything other than this guy Hutchins next door is hassling you.
Yeah, he is. But and I felt okay about it. When I had the popsicle in my mouth, I wasn't aware that it was one of the penis pops that April had bought. And I pulled it out of my mouth, and as it emerged, as the penis emerged, it wasn't a penis.
It was a popsicle, okay?
Yeah, but as the popsicle emerged, and I saw that it was a penis.
No, it wasn't. It was a popsicle. Steve, try and get this. You were sucking on a penis. I mean, you were...
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It was a popsicle.
Okay, so I looked, and there was that split second. I would say it's not even a split second. It was less. It was a nanosecond of sheer, pure horror.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm not kidding you.
And you think this messed up your appearance on a comedy show?
I don't know. But yeah, I'm afraid of that.
Okay, look. The only thing you can do is wait for the show to come out. Maybe they edit it out. Maybe they edit the whole story out.
Well, I can only hope, you know, because this guy is a very funny guy. He's very, you know, he's well known. He's been on some big comedy shows. And,
Steve, I'm sure you're going to be fine. Why, by the way, did the cat want to talk to you?
Well, he knew that I...
He knew?
Yeah, he knew that I had been on stage with you there at the Galaxy of Phil Henry.
Well, I think you're going to be okay, man. Although the story is pretty bizarre, and you wound up suing April, didn't you?
I did. I talked to Dolores Blasny, and that was the other thing. I told the host, I said, I had to sue my wife. And he said, why? I said, because she put the penis there for me.
It's a popsicle.
I mean, yeah, she put a popsicle there for me to put in my mouth. And I'm there just going, you know.
What? Just dispense with the sound effects, okay?
All right, sorry. But then, so when I finally realized what I had in my mouth, it was too late. And that's what I was going to post online. I wrote a story about it, and that's when I realized what I put in my mouth by Steve Bozell.
All right, Phil. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, what's so funny about that?
That's when I realized what I put in my mouth. Steve, we're going to have to go. No, come on. No, we're going to have to go. Good luck with all of that. We're looking forward to this podcast. I guess we'll know when we know, right?
Yeah, it'll be coming out soon, and you'll know. It'll say with Steve Bozell soon.
Okay, the name of the blog post is?
The name of the blog post, that's when I realized what it was I put in my mouth.
Goddamn. We'll be looking for it, Steve, okay?
Yeah, sure. You know...
Steve Bozell and the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. But
yeah, don't forget, if you get a new year subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you get a 4 legacy shot glasses from the Phil Henry Show.
Now, these are the legacy shot glasses, 2 ounces each, with Phil's ugly mug on the side of the glass. You got it. So a brand new, a year's subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show gets you the Hangover Flight, baby, for beautiful legacy shot glasses. I'm out. Speaking of coming out.